Proclamation number 8790, dated the March 25th, 1964. Immortality. You can take it for absolutely granted that you will never be able to perish again, because my strength will forever be indestructible and you are, after all, the emanation of myself. And if you know this, you should also do everything in order to prepare a happy fate for this immortal part of you, as this is entirely up to your power and your will. For you are sentient living beings which will therefore feel both pain as well as bliss, but which can be either reduced or increased, which is your own business during your life on earth. Since you have no precise knowledge about your state after your physical death, because you are not even convinced of your soul's life after death, you neglect to do the most important thing in earthly life and do not consider what will continue to go on living, your soul, which you thus can and should place into a blissful state if you would fulfill the purpose of your life on earth. The fact of the continuation of life after death cannot be proven to you so as not to enforce your conduct in life, and yet, with good will, you can gain an inner conviction that you are immortal. That is, only if you believe in a God and Creator who brought everything visible to you into being. For if you closely observe every single work of creation with an open heart, you can already recognize that they are small works of wonder brought forth by an exceedingly wise creative power. Unusually, you can also perceive their expediency, which testifies to His wisdom and love again. Thus you can infer that there is a perfect deity from whom all works of creation emerged. But perfection knows no limits, neither time nor space are subject to limits for perfection, and thus the creative powers, products of creative will, also correspond to my divine law. They, too, will be limitless, they will have no end, but this only ever relates to spiritual creations, to which the human soul belongs. Visible creations are also spiritual substances which only temporarily remain visible. Nevertheless, after they dissolve, they continue to exist spiritually. It is merely that due to my will the external form ceases to exist, precisely in order to release what is sheltered within. And thus you must also regard yourselves, your physical body, only as a temporary external form which shelters the soul, your actual self, until death dissolves the external frame and releases the soul within, but this is and remains everlasting. In earthly life, you humans can already perceive and follow constant changes in the works of creation. One thing will always arise from another, and everything you see is spiritually animated. A tiny particle of spiritual substance shelters within, which constantly grows bigger and thus shelters in increasingly bigger works of creation until, finally, all particles have come together again in the human soul, which was once created by me as a self-aware single quote being and is therefore also eternally imperishable. Were you humans able to gain the convinced faith in the immortality of your soul in life after death, then you would also lead a safe way of life. You would want to prepare a bearable or even blissful fate for your soul and not live your life irresponsibly. However, in the time of the end, people are completely indifferent. What they don't know, they don't desire to know either, and are satisfied with earthly death. They only pay heed to worldly things and don't strive for spiritual knowledge, in which case the soul can only be in a wretched state after the death of the body and must endure immense pain in the kingdom of the beyond. I would like to spare you this pain and therefore want to enlighten you time and again about your immortality, which explains everything that happens to you, because I want you to think about where you come from and where you are going to. And if you suddenly must leave the earth, if your soul is unexpectedly separated from your body, it will hardly realize that it has entered the beyond, for it merely finds itself in a different location without knowing that it is no longer alive. And the more irresponsibly it had conducted itself on Earth, the darker its spiritual state will be. Nevertheless, it exists and can never perish again. But it will still have to travel an infinitely long path in order to become a little spiritually enlightened, so that it will gain a glimmer of realization, all depending on its attitude in the spiritual realm regarding the divine commandment of love, which must also be fulfilled in the beyond before it can be granted a slight improvement and a small amount of knowledge. If, however, it has already gained faith on earth in the soul's life after physical death, it will also lead a more responsible way of life, and the ascent can process faster and easier. Amen.